This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I am super excited about our guest today, New York Times best-selling author of Love is the Killer App, How to Win Business and Influence Friends, and his most recent book on sales collaboration, Deal Storming, the Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. Tim Sanders, welcome today.
Derek, I'm glad to be with you.
So if there's listeners who have not been practicing this or who, you know, I'm open on this show about how I've been an entrepreneur for many years of my life, most of my adult life. And I really woke up one day and realized that I looked around and said, oh, I'm leading a team. I've got to step into this role. I didn't intentionally always say I'm going to lead people. I wanted to create things and just work on my craft that I was passionate about. And so it's since then, obviously, things like this show have prompted me to seek it out and talk to rock stars like you that have learned it. But what does someone do that's listening and says, you know, I haven't practiced that? What are some first steps to take? Because it sounds great, but how do you implement it?
Okay, yeah, exactly. So here's the idea. What you need to do every day at work is to find opportunities to share your knowledge. This is where you start. If nothing else, the most loving thing you'll ever do in your life is to study on behalf of the people you lead and then share what you've learned. In every interaction, in every conversation, bring a gift, and that gift is helpful advice. I believe that for us to take an hour every day to read out of a book that is specifically dealing with our challenges, the challenges our business face, the challenges our employees face, that's an act of love. Because reading books is hard. That's why people don't do them.
Right.
Right? Cuban used to always quote Bobby Knight because he was like a Bobby Knight dude because he's an Indiana University guy. He used to always quote Bobby saying, everybody wants to win, but only a few people are willing to do the hard work to prepare to win. I'm telling you what I've learned through his experience and the experience of so many people I've met in my life. I could name drop, but I hate name droppers.
Sure.
Reading books is hard, but when you read books, you deeply understand complex subjects and you understand them in such a way that you can actually transfer that knowledge in conversation. You're not going to get that from a blog post. You're not going to get that from a tweet. You're not going to even get that from reading a research report. There's a commitment level involved. And there's this thing I've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years where I think about the mix of what I read. Every other book I read prescriptively. In other words, I buy the book to solve another person's problems that I do business with.
Wow.
You know, I did something. I know that we have this in common. I spoke at the ACDA a few years ago. So when I thought about the challenges in the industry for dentists, I began to go read about customer experience from a medical standpoint. It completely changed. I read Joseph Michelli's books. I studied the Sharp healthcare experience. And I was able to read all of that on their behalf. And then when I met with them, I say, here's the things I've read. Here's my notes. Here's the insights I got from it. You would have thought I gave them a gold bar. But the point is that it starts with sharing knowledge because you'll develop loyalty and trust. People will accept your knowledge, whether you're being a mentor or merely a helpful person in conversation. Once you establish that loyalty and trust, it's really important for you to share your network of relationships. Your network is your net worth.
Right.
It has the power to solve any problem anybody you ever meet has. But you got to be careful. Because that's your network. It's really important. You don't just put people together because, you know, they want to meet your people. You got to be smart. You got to be a good matchmaker. You share your network to help people get to the next level. You develop an instinct for putting together the right people that have the right personalities and the right passions, and you become a master salesperson of connections.
Wow.
When you're going to put Derek together with John to work on this idea for this marketing plan, I ain't throwing it over the fence with an email.
Right.
It's a process. I talk about it in the book. I'm going to call you first, Derek, because you're the benefactor. You're going to help John. And I'm going to say, dude, you got to answer this email I'm about to send you. And then I call John and say, you know, Derek's a really important person. Don't ignore this email I'm about to send you. And then I send an email with LinkedIn profiles and I sell it. And then I'll follow up with both you cats in a few days to see if you've had a conversation. But here's the most important part of this approach. If you guys get together, you hit it off. You form something, it turns out big, I'm gonna forget we ever introduced. I don't expect anything. That's kind of a gadget play. It's worked for me for years and years and years.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.